Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Lance from Grandma is. Lance, are you there?
I am here and I'm ready.
Were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I hate to say I was not.
Oh, no. It's okay.
So you ain't that ready.
He's a man of integrity.
All right, well, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many days will the year 2025 have?
365.
Yes. What kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
He is a Great Dane.
Correct. What national park was created by the Colorado River?
The Grand Canyon.
Yes. Demi Moore just won a Golden Globe for what film?
Demi Moore?
Yes.
Pass.
How many full octaves are there on a piano?
Repeat, please.
How many full octaves are there on a piano?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
Oh, no. What is the only sport to have been played on the moon?
Golf.
Correct. The internet abbreviation IKR stands for what?
I know, right?
Yes. Which Pixar movie follows the story of a little girl and takes place inside her mind?
That's Inside Out?
Yes. What country did the U.S. purchase Alaska from?
Russia.
Correct. The first Woodstock Festival happened in what late 60s year?
The first what?
Woodstock Festival.
69.
And it's nice, and it sure did.
Ew.
Lance.
I was born.
Ooh, hey, you got 8 correct.
Dang, Lance.
Oh, man, if you were listening to that cheat sheet, though, you could have got a perfect 10.
I think it's going to be close. He's good, man.
I know.
So annoying.
I think you might get the ones that you got wrong as well. So we might have
a
tie.
Right.
She's already calling a tie?
I don't know. Steve, I will say
you predict a tie.
You should feel some pressure.
Why?
I mean, Lance.
Because it's Lance from Graham, man.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And
I thought it was Lance from Squim this whole time. It's Lance from Graham. Oh, let me put on my thinking cap.
All right, Steve, you ready?
Let's go.
Yes.
How many days will the year 2025 have?
365?
Correct. What kind of dog is Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo is a Great Dane.
Yes. What national park was created by the Colorado River?
I don't know. Yellowstone?
No.
Jellystone?
No.
What is that? Lincoln Park?
Come on!
No! Oh my God. Demi Moore just won a Golden Globe for what film?
Oh, crap. We talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. The Substitute?
No.
The Something?
No.
The Sweet Lady Demi Moore.
No. How many full octaves are there on a piano?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. What is the only sport to have been played on the moon?
Let's go with pickleball.
No.
Golf?
Yes. The internet abbreviation IKR stands for what?
I know, right?
Yes. Which Pixar movie follows the story of a little girl and takes place inside her mind?
Inside Out.
Yes. What country did the U.S. purchase Alaska from?
Country? Russia.
Correct. The first Woodstock Festival happened in what late 60s year?
1969.
Nice. And yes, Steve, you did well. You got 7 correct. but it's not well enough because Lance got
it,
8.
Lance and Graham.
That's right. Lance from Graham. Represent.
Woo! Represent. Graham's finest.
Your first loss of the year.
The
That's what
factor.
I like. If all the Graham crackers.
I thought he said the Graham cracker.
Oh, he did say the Graham cracker, but then probably. I don't know.
The Graham factor.
I love that.
The Graham factor is like that's like his thing.
Because he knows facts, man. He did know the national park.
What?
that was created by the Colorado River was the Grand Canyon. Steve.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. You could have tied if you got that. Yeah. Demi Moore, you were so close.
Not the substitute?
No, you said that.
Oh, okay.
The substance.
The substance.
Mm-hmm. And how many full octaves are there on a piano?
7.
Yes. And you know why Tara knew that? Because she listened to the cheat sheet. Well, congrats on your first loss, Steve.
Super.
You can check out new merch in the Rock Shop that includes a couple of flannels and a pullover sweatshirt. You're going to look so fancy in these, Rockaholics. You can head to KISW.com to get yours today. And now, we have a simple question for you, but we need for you to call in right now. 206-803-ROCK, and we promise you it is a simple question, and it's about food. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Billy Idol.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
There is a guy named Anthony Gilbert, who is also known as Call Anthony online, and he is going viral for being a food critic.
I love this guy.
But he's not your average food critic. He's not going to high-end restaurants. Instead, he reviews food that he picks up from gas stations and corner stores in Florida.
None of Michelin star rated whatever places. Just places from gas stations and those little corner markets.
Yum.
I agree.
Some of the examples are frozen cups that's made with the juice and pineapple in it.
Okay.
Gas station burgers. Even smoked neck bones, Steve.
Where the hell are you? It's Florida.
So this leads us to our simple question. And we begin with Jordan on I-5. Jordan, the simple question is this. What is your favorite food to pick up at a gas station or corner store?
My favorite food to be picked up from one would probably be like the taquitos that they got in a little roll-in warmer thing.
Oh, like at the 7-Elevens?
Yeah.
Dude, my favorite, I love those, but also how about the pizza sticks? Have you had those?
Absolutely. The sticks are bomb.com.
They are bomb.com. You're absolutely right.
Kendall from Federal Way, what is the gas station or corner store food that would be your favorite?
It is the brand Popcorners, and it is the kettle corn flavor.
Oh, I don't know if I've had that.
I was gonna say, I'm not familiar with that place.
You can pick it up at any gas station.
Okay.
It's just a specific chip brand called Popcorners.
Popcorners, that's kind of cute. 206-803-ROCK, our simple question to Justin in Ferndale. What is your favorite food to pick up at a gas station or corner store?
Good morning, and Taryn, you might be familiar with the Cookroach Shell in Burlington.
Yes.
Whenever I go there, it has to be their fried chicken.
Dude, some of the gas station places, when I wasn't a plant-based weirdo, and some of those places had like those like random chicken sandwiches like that were in the warmer quite possibly for like 4 or 5 days. But man, they were delicious.
They slap.
Also, remember like my go-to, I remember the burritos also in the warmers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I want a warmer in my house now.
Right? And just put something in there and just let it sit there for like several days until it's like gas station quality.
Amy and Frank in Redmond, what is your favorite food to pick up at a gas station or corner store?
I am definitely a Kit Kat.
Yeah, just boring. Cheetos.
Cheetos.
I like that you're judging.
Cheetos. The go-to.
Rock on, Amy and Frank. You know, you mentioned the chicken sandwich, though. When I worked at the Naughty Car Wash back in the day, and it was attached to an AM/PM.
We always have to explain what you mean by that. It was naughty because you and your friends would steal from it.
Yes.
It wasn't like a front for something dirty.
We were just scamming. Yeah. But we would have to sometimes help support the staff inside the gas station, and so we would have to put all the frozen items onto the tray and then put it into the big oven. And the chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich specifically, was the best.
I used to love gas station burgers as well. I know somebody texted in about that. And I'm like, there was just something really tasty about them.
Did you guys ever have an All Subs up here?
Allsup's?
Or is that just the New Mexico thing?
I have no idea. What is it? Is it like a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, like a gas station. And Allsup's burritos were the thing to get in New Mexico. And it was like you would stop and they had like the fried burrito and the hot sauce. And it was just like the go-to whatever kind of food every single day.
Here I'm trying so hard to start the new year eating healthy. And all I want to do is go to the gas station and make it rain right now.
You know what the one is? I've been on a kick. And it's not just the gas stations, but also like the Fred Meyer's. I love getting their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
What? Wait, what do you mean? Like
the gas stations have like right next to them, they have like the tuna salad. I wouldn't f with that, but some people do. But you know, they have all like the little prepackaged sandwiches.
They have peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And Fred Meyer, they even take it to a next level. They call it like the greatest peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Now it's not, but it's really freaking good.
Bold claim.
Wait. Who has the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Me.
Oh, okay. You can make it yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember Alfie's when we used to work at our old, at the old building?
Oh, yeah.
The corner shop.
Yes.
They had the best corn dogs. Also, I'm pretty sure they were sitting in there for several weeks, but they were so good.
Mm-mm-mm.
Somebody texted in the pizza at the Jackson store. From Monica. I haven't tried that pizza there.
Let's go.
Another person says corn dogs for sure, and then 7-Eleven pizza. I actually think it's better than some of the pizza chains, and way cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been stuck on an amusement park ride?
Yes.
Yeah, nothing too scary, though. Were you ever like upside down or anything like that, or just stuck on a ride?
Just stuck. I've been stuck on many rides at Disney. It was the Matterhorn for me.
Ooh.
Mine was the Indiana Jones.
So you were on the ride?
We were on the ride, broke down, and we were sitting there for at least 35 minutes. And then they had to come and let us out of the vehicle and then guide us through the ride walking out.
Oh.
On the catwalks.
Yeah. You're finally on one of the greatest rides of all time and you didn't even get to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, there were a bunch of people that got stuck in a ride at an amusement park. And many people, of course, had opinions on this that they had to voice on social media. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A few weeks ago, more than 20 passengers were suspended in midair for hours after the Soul Spin ride at Knott's Berry Farm in California went a little haywire.
I love Knott's Berry. They have one.
I love Knott's Berry. Keep forgetting to hit that button there. I just got so excited about Knott's Berry Farm. We went there. They had this one ride, the Accelerator. It's super fast. It's like the fastest roller coaster, but it's like done in a second. It's so much fun.
Well, there ended up being two female guests that were stuck on this ride that ended up being transported to a hospital out of an abundance of caution.
Okay.
According to one of the spokespersons of the park. And then the pictures and the video of this went viral, of course. And so everybody had opinions. So we must go. Straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent these posts to our production director, Jason, said pick out some of your favorite, the good, the bad, the ugly, and make fun of them however you want with whatever voice that you want as well. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment about this ride getting stuck?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm having an anxiety attack just thinking about the anxiety attack I have. Oh!
Okay. Somebody texted in, and it instantly... I'm sorry, it's going to get a song stuck in your head, but it also would give me an anxiety attack. They said, I got stuck on the It's a Small World ride at Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
For over 30 minutes. Yeah. The ride stopped, but the worst part, the song kept playing. And that's from Julian Everett. I don't think there's a worse ride to be stuck on.
That sounds like hell.
I mean, short of being upside down, of course.
Especially the one at Disneyland because it's outside. So you can get stuck inside and you hear the song. But then if you get stuck outside, you're just sitting in the sun on a boat.
Oh, just cooking.
Yeah, just cooking, like sweating.
I'd rather be inside and listening to the song. As much as the song is just... have you all done It's a Small World?
Of course.
You have to do it. Wait, Sarah,
I don't think I have.
We need to go to
Disneyland.
That
explains a lot about you, Sarah. Yeah. It shows.
What, that I'm sane and you guys are not? I don't have kids yet, so why would I go on it?
I went on it when I didn't have a kid.
Why? Doesn't it not do anything?
It's one of the classics, Sarah. It was built for the World Fair.
You have to say that you did it.
I don't know. I'm pretty okay not doing it.
I'm putting her on it.
Oh, wow.
Also, the line wasn't that long, so I was just like, yes, might as well do it.
All right, here's another comment about the ride at Knott's Berry Farm getting stuck.
people are still riding rides? Isn't life enough?
That is the saddest comment I think I've ever heard. Life is enough. You're absolutely right.
We just like more.
Do we?
No.
Oh, the older I get, the more I'm like, I'm good, fam.
That's funny because, like, I still get excited about going on roller coasters. I get really fired up about them. But there was a moment with the four of us when we went to the Puyallup Fair or the Washington State Fair where I thought, maybe I've gotten too old for thrill rides. Not even a roller coaster. It wasn't a roller coaster. It was that freaking 360 Revolution thing.
Oh, yeah.
Danny's even shaking his head. It was the worst.
I'm still mad at Sarah.
It kind of looks like the one that got stuck on Knott's Berry.
It does.
If we had gotten stuck, we would be kind of in that position.
Can you imagine being stuck on that ride?
No.
I was almost about to throw up. If we would have gotten stuck upside down, sorry, kids.
I weirdly would have loved that.
Oh, no.
We all could have held hands together and, like, if we go, we go together.
That was one of the weirdest things because we went to the Washington State Fair. We're like, let's have fun. Solidarity. We're all together having a good time. And I love hanging out with you guys. And then all of a sudden, it was Sarah's idea that wanted to do it. And then Taryn jumped in.
Yeah.
And she's like, that sounds like a good idea. And then I'm like, well, Danny's not going to want to do it. Danny and I will at least, we'll just, the boys will sit back and, you know, we'll get our faces painted or something. And then Danny's like, all right, I guess I'll do it. Now I'm like, well, crap, peer pressure's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I agreed to do it. And then once it went that full revolution, because it goes like full circle, I was like, I should have just got my face painted. This is awful.
Same.
It was so. Oh, man, that was so extreme. All right, here's another comment.
Somebody's losing their job.
Well, are they?
I don't know. I feel like.
And is it, I don't know if it's like a career.
Yeah.
Probably like an 18-year-old.
They probably look past that.
I'd rather ride shotgun with my wife driving than go on any rides these days, and that is saying a lot because my wife is a driver.
Was that Brad texting in?
Someone also said I got stuck on It's a Small World for an hour.
No.
And they did not turn the music off. They did not let us off the ride. They fixed it and made us finish the ride.
Well, you were a bad child that year, so I get it.
I mean, after that experience, do you never go on that ride again in your life? Would you do it again?
It's a Small World. I went on it once just to say I went on it. I'm never going on it again anyway.
Honestly, they do have a great air conditioner inside, so it's like good, like, you know, 15, 20-minute ride that you can just, like, cool off.
Mm. That's a good call. Well, there was a man who accidentally
shot. Have you ever been stuck on a ride?
Yes, actually. But, we were not the ones that had it bad, so. There were many cars, you know, like it's a roller coaster and there's many different cars. So our car got stuck very close to where you could get off.
Okay.
But there were people that were stuck way, 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 way up. And so it took them probably like 25 minutes to get down. Oh. And it wasn't an upside down roller coaster, but it was definitely one where they had to get onto this catwalk and like slowly ascend.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It was wild. I mean, we just watched. We were like, that's crazy. That sucks for them. We basically just hopped off the ride. It was quite lovely.
That sucks. Let's go get some french fries.
There was a man who accidentally shot himself while being interviewed on a podcast. We're going to tell you what's trending after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just getting your day started and trying to keep up with the world of pop culture can be very tough. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Bill Murray kicked off a small tour billed as Bill Murray and his Blood Brothers.
Okay.
And Bill sings. It's not awesome, but you can judge for yourself.
Okay.
This is them covering the Kinks' Tired of Waiting.
Oh, boy. So it's just like Bill Murray gets drunk and sings songs badly tour?
I just love that he doesn't really take himself too seriously.
I mean, how can you when you sing like that? I hope he's not taking this serious.
Have you ever seen the documentary about Bill Murray Stories?
No.
It's a great one. He can insert himself into any situation, including fronting a band.
The only Bill Murray experience I've ever had in my life, we were at one of our radio conventions in Chicago and was like, I just wanted to go to Wrigley Field. And it's hard to get like tickets to go see a Chicago Cubs game without having to pay a good amount of money. And they weren't in town at the time, but there was a wiffle ball celebrity tournament that was going on. And it was like $10 to get in. I'm like, let's go. Day out in the sun, Wrigley Field. This is going to be a blast. Turns out Bill Murray was a part of it. And I didn't get super close to him, but he clearly, I feel like he was in the same state of mind that he was when he was singing right there. And he was like full old school, like Babe Ruth era baseball uniform. Like it was just over the top ridiculous. I'm like, this guy is just living a best life.
He's fun.
He just doesn't care. Speaking of not caring, I don't know if you heard about this incident that happened with this Texas rapper by the name of Too Low. I don't know if you're familiar with his stuff. Sarah, no?
No, actually.
Well, now all of a sudden, people do know who he is, not because of his rapping skills, because he's kind of an idiot. He accidentally fired off his gun in the middle of an interview that he was doing with, he was on the One-on-One with Mike D podcast. Oh. Not Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Different Mike D, like, I don't know, like Mike lowercase D or something. I don't know, like Mike, what the hell is going on? He's like reaching into his pocket, like just like awkwardly as he's doing the interview. And then his gun goes up and just listen to how they all react to it. It is the strangest moment in podcast history, if you ask me.
And choices we got in life, those were your choices. Who shot who?
Right there, first of all, that's the host. He's like, well, who shot who? Like, it wasn't even like, holy crap, a gun went off. He's just like, who shot somebody?
He's just trying to get the story straight.
And the entire time, Tulo, the guy who shot, and the bullet goes through his jeans.
Oh.
He's got this look on his face like, oh, man, I don't know what the hell just happened right here.
Somebody got shot.
Lo, you good, Lo?
I hope. Y'all good?
Only on the Dirty Third, One-on-One with Mike D. I thought about shot me.
What? Everybody
damn,
good?
Everybody good?
I hope.
I'll tell you, as a host of a show, I would handle it a little bit different if all of a sudden we're just talking and Danny's fidgeting with his pocket and all of a sudden... I mean, Danny, what the hell is wrong with you?
My God. Canadian Prime Minister announced that he will be resigning
after the country finds his replacement.
This is Justin Trudeau making the announcement.
I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process.
Oh, come on, Trudeau, put your gun away.
He's been in that position for about a decade.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I know Sarah's, I'm looking over at Sarah as that audio is playing and her ears perked up when he said this.
I intend to resign as party leader.
Are you trying to become the new party leader of Canada?
I literally was like, he's a party leader. And I was like, he does not sound like he's fun enough to be a party leader.
Oh, that's the leader we really need is Sarah.
That's what I'm saying.
Future prime minister.
So I want to get your opinion on this. I personally, I know we've had this argument before when like, you know, a lead singer that passes away, unfortunately, and the band decides to continue. Everybody's like, oh, they shouldn't continue. But how about if this lead singer is still alive, but the band decides to get back together? Do they stay with the same name? Because this is what's going on with Jane's Addiction. Stephen Perkins, the drummer, Eric Avery, the bassist, and Dave Navarro apparently are collaborating on new music. And they're working on some stuff, and they're trying to record some stuff. And I don't know if they're going to call themselves Jane's Addiction, if they're just going to call themselves something else. Probably that's the case. But it's interesting because, well, Perry's still around. They're just not getting along because of that onstage fight that they had. And it looks like they're going to just continue being a group without Perry Farrell.
That'll be very interesting to see how it shakes out. Because, I mean, the sound is going to be very Jane's Addiction, I would imagine.
Right.
Just without him on the vocals.
Just a different singer who's maybe not as, you know, drunk and angry.
Well, I look forward to hearing
that. Could be the name of the band, Drunk and Angry.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a record in 2025 of 3 wins.
Yes.
1 loss.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, guys.
And 1 tie. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.